One of these days, I am going to change that intro. June 8th, 2005, it's a Wednesday, and it's another edition of Radio Zoom coming out to you. Wow, it's June, and I know I've been kind of not here, not doing the podcast thing, and my apologies about that. Hopefully, in some very soon due time, you will learn as to why that has happened. I went on vacation, and I'll tell you about my vacation here in a little bit. But then, actually, leading up to the vacation, the 6 days that I took off, got out of the state, I've been busy doing those road shows, doing more stuff for the station, working my butt off like I always do, and not getting paid enough. That's the truth for everyone, but that's why I took some time off, and by golly, I'm going to take some more off coming up here very, very soon. But to share with you today, I've got some email to read, but mostly I'm just going to kind of tell you about my vacation, and here's a little hint as to where that vacation took me. This is Radio Zoom. They might be giants.
You called me last night on the telephone, and I was glad to hear from you, cause I was all alone. You said, it's snowing, God, I hate this weather. Now I walk through blizzards just to get us back together. We met in the springtime at a rock and roll show. It was on the Bowery when it was time to go. We kissed on the subway in the middle of the night. I held your hand, you held mine. It was the best night of my life. Cause everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Statue of Liberty, Staten Island Ferry, Co-op City, Cats is the Tiffany, Central Park, Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State where Dylan lived, Coney Island and Times Square, Rockefeller Center, wish I was there. You wrote me a letter just the other day, said springtime is coming soon, so why don't you come to stay? Pack my stuff, it's on the bus, I can't believe it's true. I'm 3 days from New York City and I'm 3 days from you. Cause everyone's my friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Cause everyone's my friend in New York City, everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me.
The album Factory Showroom, that was They Might Be Giants with the song New York City. And, oh, yeah, yeah, that's where I went on my little vacation. Iowa boy like myself, I like to go find some sanctuary getting lost in the big cities. And that's what I did for about 6 days. And let's see, a little bit more about They Might Be Giants, actually, at the old college radio station where I used to work at. That popular phrase I like to say many times. They Might Be Giants came through town, and my best friend, Muffin, that's what we call him. His name is Chris, but we call him Muffin, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, when They Might Be Giants came to town, we used to co-host a morning show on Wednesday mornings. It was called In the Middle, and we had mandatory They Might Be Giants every Wednesday morning, I think at 9:30. I think it's what it was. It had all the bumpers and all the fun stuff. And so when they came to town, I was like, this is the guy, because I was a director at the time. I was like, this is the guy that needs to be part of the people interviewing it. So it was kind of like his dream come true. One of those fans, right? You know what I'm talking about. And it was great. It was a great time to hang out with John and John. And they did some, acoustic sets with just Flansburgh on the guitar and Linnell on the accordion right there in the little tiny studio. And it was a great time. It was just so awesome. And if I can find those bootlegs that I got them recorded onto DAT, and then I put them, I probably got the DAT tape somewhere around in my apartment. Maybe it's at the station still. I need to get that transferred. But I know that Muffin has a copy on CD. Of the entire interview and all that fun stuff. So I should get those and play those. But it was really awesome because they played in Iowa City that night. And at the end of the show, at the encore, the ice cream I had earlier today wants to come back up on me. On the encore, John Flansburgh ran off stage and put on a t-shirt, a KRUI t-shirt. And came back out on stage for the encore, and it was pretty cool because I was there when we gave it to him and everything, so that was really neat and pretty cool and stuff. And I've got other stories about them, but I went out to New York City for 6 days for a vacation, and just to do a lot of nothing, just to kind of get away, hang out with some friends, crash on their floor, or actually it was a couch with my friend Brian. He lives somewhere just north of Chelsea in Hell's Kitchen. Need to go back on vacation. Had a long day today. One of those deals. And at least at the station. But he was gracious enough to let me use his place as a home for a few days. And man, I'm trying to think. The only really touristy thing that I did is I went and saw the MoMA because I went to that museum prior to its renovation. And then it moved over to, I think it was Brooklyn for a while, in a temporary and kind of museum setup type deal. So I went and checked out the MoMA. Very cool. It was a very, well, kind of similar. They have more space, which is nice, but lots of neat things. I'm kind of a Jackson Pollock fan now. I don't know really why. I saw that Ed Harris movie, and it's kind of like, I'd known of Jackson Pollock at one of the museums here in town where we do a live remote show every once in a while, about once a month. Actually, I haven't been there in a couple months because we've taken the show on the road. But there's the big, huge Jackson Pollock painting that he painted for, I think it's Peggy Guggenheim, when she built her house. And she basically discovered Jackson Pollock. One of the first things that she had him do was make a mural for her foyer. And that hangs, I think it's that painting that hangs in the museum here in Iowa City. So I don't know, ever since I've kind of made that connection and everything, it's kind of changed. But seeing Starry Night was cool. I've seen that before, but every time I kind of see it, it's just kind of like, wow, you see so many prints of that painting, but when you actually see the actual piece, it's pretty amazing. So that was about the most touristy thing I did. Did a little shopping, just mainly saw friends, ate some good food, and went out to some bars, clubs types of places. So it was really good, and it was a great vacation. But the inside of the vacation, I took another vacation, and I took a train and went up to Boston for the weekend, and that was really good. And I think I'll save that after I go ahead and play another song, because I think that's a good way to kind of make things flow. And I don't want to make this too long of an episode. So let's go ahead and roll this one out by the band Self. It's called What a Fool Believes. I love this song. So in love with it. This is Radio Zoom. Gizmagery, Self with the song What a Fool Believes, and that album, as far as I understand, or what I've been told or instructed and educated, that album was made mostly or entirely, I think, entirely might be closer to the story, on kids' instruments, children's instruments. I guess it was kind of a concept album, but it's a brilliant, brilliant album. And you should definitely check that out. It's basically a one-man operation. Self is just the name of the project that he's... Matthew something. Ah, man, the name escapes me right now. See, I don't really do a lot of notes beforehand. What I will do is I'll do notes post-episode and post those onto the blog portion of, you know, the changes that I've made on my website. And, you know, that's where I put all the notes after I've made the show. Pretty much I wing it otherwise. If I make any notes, I'll just kind of scribble some stuff down on a piece of paper and then do it that route. And the one thing I will mention that I have changed with the way the website works, you can now go there to find links to the bands that I play music from. Don't mind me adjusting the microphone as I'm talking here. Might sound a little weird in your ears, but yeah. Self, What a Fool Believes, good stuff. Love that song. It's kind of a good song to listen to as you're heading to work in the morning, you know? Just kind of wake you up and get going. Where did I leave off? I left off on my train ride to and fro Boston, Massachusetts. I went up there and spent some time seeing a city that I have never seen before and hanging out with some really great company. I had an awesome, awesome tour guide, my friend Rebecca, and it was a great, great time. Geez, can I say that anymore? But I've never been to Boston, so I didn't do too much of touristy things there either. Just kind of wandered around, you know, all the different squares. There's a lot of squares in Boston, and none of them are square at all. Maybe they're a corner. Maybe they're an intersection or a Y. Intersection, Y intersection, something like that. So a lot of squares, very square town. You know, walked along the Charles River, did some shopping, did some mad shopping. Yeah, I like to shop. What of it? I guess I did see where, Benjamin Franklin was buried, Samuel Adams, for all you beer drinkers out there. And somebody else. it was one of those things where we kind of walked by and was like, oh, cool. That's neat. So, yeah, Boston, great town. Good town to, and I walked past WGBH and somewhere in that complex, besides the, you know, Big Bird Elmo extravaganza that's located in the confines of those walls, was Tony Khan, who does, the Morning Stories podcast, which I subscribe to and listen to. So that was very cool. Just to kind of walk by there. Also ate at the Breakfast Club, if anybody in Boston is familiar with that. What did I have? I had the Jock. That was good stuff. It was a good breakfast. And let's see, I think Rebecca had the Dork. It's kind of, you know, it's very much the Breakfast Club kind of theme, and it's neat, but it's not really like the movie, but the entrees and stuff are kind of like that. And I'm trying to think of other things I did in Boston that are really worth mentioning, other than just the fact that I walked around, which is a good way to see the city. Like, I'm not very much of a touristy type person. I don't. Sometimes maybe, yeah, that's kind of fun to do, but other times, especially when I'm on a vacation to kind of get away like that, I don't like to kind of go where there are a lot of crowds. I like to be able to just kind of go get lost and be somebody, kind of anonymous and, not really worry, about time schedules. I like to wing it. Don't really like a set plan. Other than the fact that I had to be in and out of Boston at a certain time, which really sucked because I could have stayed there longer. And same can be said for New York City. So, yeah, a lot of good things that went on. And also saw my friend Winnie in New York City, and that was good. Because, well, if you know anybody that needs a bilingual English Chinese capable person, and you have a media job type thing, maybe even journalism type thing in New York, and you would like to give somebody from Singapore a work visa, contact me, because I know somebody who would like to work for you in New York City. So hopefully Winnie's able to get things figured out before she gets shipped back home to Singapore. So it was good seeing her. Brian and Winnie are both college radio friends, and that's where we met, and we still stay in touch, stay in contact, and I still call them friends. I think there's no other way that you could really classify them as anything other than that. And speaking of friends, let's play some Trouble Hubble, shall we? The song's called Ear, Nose, and Throat. Check it out, Radio Zoom. Airway chemical, thinking through, see the fan, fair food, hotel chain, air. It's new. It's Troubled Hubble. You're listening to Radio Zoom, the podcast. And that song was called Ear, Nose, and Throat. And if you like that song, you should really check out their new album, Making Beds in a Burning House. But you know what? If you really, really like that song and you've listened to this episode very close to when it was released, you can go to their website, TroubledHubble.com, and download that song, MP3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that. It's pretty cool. They like you, and I like you, so you should go get that song if you like that song. So that's how it works. And they are currently on tour, and they're going all over the United States right now. So check out their website. Go check them out. The Reverend Don Dealey actually housed them just the other night. They had a show in Pittsburgh. Man, I had to really think about that. Pittsburgh. And I guess not very many people showed up. And I think they were one of the opening bands. And they played a nice 30-minute set. I guess they had to spend the night beforehand at a rest area, and it was really humid. And so when they got to Don Dealey's house, it was, there was a shower, and they were very happy. So, yeah, go check them out. And support them so they can get more hotel rooms and have more showers. Here's something that I'm going to do, and I don't know if I'm going to like it, and we'll see if it becomes a ongoing thing, but this is going to be the email song. Ooh. It's kind of funky. I want to read you some of the emails that I've been getting, or at least email, because they kind of trickled off, because I kind of trickled off, and yeah, it kind of works that way, but let's see. Chaz wrote in, and he says, "Hi there. I've been listening to a couple of your podcasts and really enjoying them, and reading some of your thoughts, too." I think he's implying the blog portion of my website, which is kind of scary that people read what I write, but, you know, that's what it's there for. Let's see, what else did he say? "Yeah, what's the deal with people who go to the cinema in order to talk inane shite and spend an hour loudly sucking the last drop out of their Coke carton? Arr! Stay at home and do it! Phew. Okay, that feels better." And he goes on to send me a link to some MP3 suggestions, which I haven't gotten around to checking out. I'm sorry, Jazz, if you're listening. But he gave me a link to stillman.org.uk and wants me to go check out some of the tracks there, which I will be and probably be playing. Actually, you know what? I think I listened to some of them back when you first emailed me. Man, that was like 3.5 weeks ago. You expect me to remember that far back? Wasn't bad stuff, so I will be playing some of the MP3s that he sent me, so definitely look forward to that. He said he's looking forward to the next podcast, which is this episode. Cheers, Chaz. Obviously, from the UK. I have a fair listening audience in the UK, and I really appreciate that. I always like reading your emails, radiozoom@gmail.com. If you want to get in contact with me, you can also send me any audio comments, feedback, whatever it is that you want to do. Tell me if you like this weird email music that I found. It's spooky email. So, yeah, let's fade. Yeah, bye-bye. Anyhow, not a lot else to really tell you about. I've got a lot of things going on at the station right now. The last of the road shows are going to be dying down and going away, and no more of those to come up to do. And I'm going to be very happy about that, at least until they decide to do more. But right now, I have nothing on the calendar. A lot of other projects going on. I'm trying to get the logistics sorted out for doing a podcast from the public radio station where I work at, be kind of news-based, news and feature-based, which is obviously a lot like the actuality, or like the news feature package I played on the last episode that I did about Star Wars, because I'm kind of a geek like that. Although I'm not as dedicated in my geekness about said geeky things. I have my other joys and addictions. Science fiction not being my strongest suit, maybe at one point in my life, but I don't know. I think I just can't keep up. I just can't do it. It's not that I'm afraid to admit it or anything. It's just I lack in those geeky ways. So anyhow, going back to the podcast that I've been working on, I'll try and pass on that information on my podcast, because I want to promote that podcast to make sure that you're listening to that. Just getting the logistics figured out. Just that, the legal things, trying to make sure that what we do is kosher. So trying to think, and then also I can kind of tell you some of the trials and tribulations that are going on right now, because I told you about how we installed a digital AM transmitter way back yonder. Well, we're finally doing the digital FM, and it's going together like gangbusters, and it's been quite the experience so far. So, and with hope, I'm not going to hurt myself. All my fingers are currently intact, and I'd like to keep that way. So, once again, send your emails, your questions, your comments, radiozoom@gmail.com. Keep tabs on the website. You can check out the links to all the bands that I play on this episode and future episodes. I'll do my best to keep those links so that you can just go to the website, click, go, and find out more about the artists that I play, get their music, get their t-shirts, CDs, all that fun stuff, because I'm all about promoting other bands. And if you have bands that you want me to check out, or you have, or you're in a band, send me your MP3s. I would be glad to play those for you. So I'm going to wrap this up, and with one last song. I really like these guys. They're called The Division of Laura Lee, and this song is called Need to Get Some. I'm out of here. Check you later, and adios.
You need to get some.
Everybody miss having fun. Everybody miss. Socially Zoomed podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.